NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore sees a common thread in a number of stories right now on Capitol Hill and around the world, the use of intelligence.
Iraq will doubtless stand as a historic example of intelligence used to support a foreign policy objective. Almost every day, it seems, we get new tidbits about dubious sources like an agent called Curveball, who led the Pentagon down the garden path of imagined weapons stockpiles. Iraq is the outstanding example of intelligence-serving policy, but there are others. There is a case disclosed before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday of John Bolton, nominee for United Nations Ambassador. In the year 2002, he campaigned for a tougher policy on Cuba by claiming to know of a secret Cuban biological weapons program. Carl Ford, former Assistant Secretary of State, testified that Bolton tried to get intelligence analyst Christian Westerman reassigned for refusing to go along with the bioweapons story. In the end, Secretary Colin Powell supported Westerman against Bolton's questionable intelligence. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon apparently also knows the uses of intelligence. In his meeting with President Bush on Monday, they differed openly about Israeli plans to expand a settlement on the West Bank. But Sharon apparently did not allow that to dominate their discussion. Sharon reportedly said Israeli intelligence had information that Iran was near the point of no return on a nuclear weapon, and the United States should exert more pressure by threatening international sanctions. At lunch, Sharon displayed aerial photos of the Iranian reactor. It would be surprising if Israel had better pictures than American satellite photography. American officials are inclined to see North Korea as an earlier threat than Iran. But for Sharon, facing growing tension with the Palestinians, whose leaders will be seeing President Bush next month, any change of subject is probably welcome. Such are the uses of intelligence, often serving as a handmaiden to policy. This is Daniel Shore.